today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
If you watch the movie, notice this. Milton Berle is such a student of show business, and he was a child star. He figures out a way to leave every shot last, so he has the most camera time. When you start watching for it, it's frustrating because he'll do some sort of bit of business where he's the last person in every shot. He is set up with...
Because he's a prick that way, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, he's an a-hole.
Like a last word guy.
And they put him up against with Ethel Merman, who is a fantastic battle axe in this movie. That's not lost on me.
He drives the shuttle home and back to work.
You know, this is very vague.
Do you really drive the shuttle back and forth?
Allegedly.
Okay.
Can you imagine a Hampton Inn shuttle parked in your neighborhood for a year straight?
Can you imagine a Hampton Inn shuttle driving through the Taco Bell drive-thru?
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right, we are jam-packed. Three big things in the very front of the show before we get to your phone calls today,
right,
on a special Friday Yak situation. We have a little story of the movie theater that I will get to, followed by Rob's Nostalgia Corner, which I will get to, followed by a visit from a person from our past.
Mm.
So all that will happen in the beginning of the show.
On a Yak Attack Friday.
And I do feel that when Friday. You call it a Friday Yak situation, that lends an urgency to it that really communicates this is a big day.
Might very well be that I just don't care for the yaks, but that's all right.
Really?
Well, no, I do. I love the phone calls.
Right.
I get an occasional
phone call. You hate the people.
No, I don't hate the people.
You hate
the
phone.
I like the people. Okay. The people keep us chugging. They listen. They're invested. How can I?
You love the people. You hate the yaks.
I love the people that call. I love the people that call.
Great.
I do. It's
do you
fun.
Hate the
it's
playa fun. Or do you hate the game?
Will you stop with me hating? Can we move on, please?
Yes,
for
sorry.
Christ's sake. Jesus. All right. So last night, Mrs. O'Mara graciously acquiesced to my desire to go see a chick flick, the ultimate chick flick, Downton Abbey, the number one movie in the United States.
The Queen.
Right now. And
coming to the Abbey.
She went along with it, and I have to be clear that she is not a fan of the television show. She didn't watch it when I watched it. So this is one where a couple of times during the screening of the film, I said, I owe you. And she laughed the first time, and then I said, you know, it got late, and the movie was going on and on and on, and I looked over and said, I really owe you. but anyway, that's neither here nor there. So we're sitting, we have a lovely dinner at the Olive Garden, which was lovely.
Lovely.
Oh, nice.
No, we didn't. We went to our sushi joint right across from the movie theater. And then
Iguana Sushi?
What's that?
Iguana Sushi.
No, this is called Sushi Thai.
Ooh.
Sushi Thai. It's really number two on our hit parade.
Okay.
Nice.
It's where we go. It's a default restaurant.
Wait, good sushi and good Thai or just good sushi?
Good sushi and good Thai.
Oh.
And good times.
Jack Talk Thai. Jack Talk Thai real good. Meet the parents. 20-something teen. So where was I? So we go into the theater and they start coming in. It's a very popular film with this demographic. And Carla leans over to me and goes, peers. Which I thought was funny. If you hear that, Mike, here come your peers. And she says it like three different times. Okay, the joke was funny the first time, Carla, that these are my peers coming in. And then a pack comes in, a street gang
of toughs,
of older ladies.
Oh,
yeah, just one after the other. And a lot of them are wearing like the headbands and sort of gowny things where the Downton Abbey look.
It's a Downton Abbey party.
Oh, they're cosplay.
It's a Downton Abbey party.
That's awesome.
It's a Downton Abbey party. And they are having a blast.
Wow.
And there are, I think, there are three rows of them. There are three rows of them, and they come in, and there's laughter, and they're having such a good time that Carl and I can't help but be infected by this giddiness.
Did it make you feel better and make you feel not bad that you came dressed as Carson the Butler?
It's always Carson with you.
He's my favorite.
Always Carson. You'll appreciate later
on. Put upon.
In the tale. So we're sitting there, and it's Carla, and Carla's in her her scrubs for her skin school.
Right.
And
why does she call herself a nesty?
Esty.
Esty.
She's an Esty.
Yeah. All right.
And so she's sitting there next to me, and we're having a great time, and just listening to these ladies. And suddenly, this lady gets up in her Downton Abbey outfit, comes down to me, and goes, Bob, no. Sam, no. Tom, no. I said, Mike. And she's just, she's infectiously funny because she's standing over me.
Was she fueled, do you think?
Oh, I'm sure they'd had some cocktails.
Okay,
I'm sure they were cocktailing. She goes, the movie started at 6:45. So that's deep, that's
sure.
Like midnight.
Perfect.
For my people. And so she looks at me and she says, would you take a picture of our group? I said, it would be, I've got the whole Downton Abbey vibe. It would be an honor. And I said it with a British accent because I'm giddy and I had a Sapporo beer.
Yeah.
So
Carla leans over and says, you may not deny them.
So this is like, how many years do we all go to movies and we try to manufacture stuff happening at the movie theater? And then something real happens like this.
Not all of us.
Natural.
Mike, not all of us did that.
Organic.
So we get up, I stand up, and then one of them or Carla or somebody suggests, no, I think it's one of their group, suggests that it's early. The movie is far from coming on, that they go down to the front of the theater.
Oh, beautiful idea. Wonderful.
And so I stand up, they hand me the phone, and the parade begins. And this is just a down the stairs, down to the front of the theater parade. 1,000, 2,000.
Oh, my God.
I got nowhere to go. The trailers haven't even come on.
Oh, I'm looking
at a Chevrolet ad on a freeze screen. Yeah.
That's a wonderful distraction at this point because it's the worst time to be at the theater.
It's fun. Sure, it's fun. Carla's laughing. I'm laughing. They're rowdy enough to be fun. They're funny. What was one of the lines? Later on, they took another picture, and it was just something like, Joyce, if I'm going to take this picture, you have to look at me, even though I know I pissed you off.
Oh, Joyce!
It was hysterical. They were a good group. Right? They're a good group. So they all go down, and the lady goes, Mike, and she points at me, is going to take our picture. And then, thank you, Mike. It's like way too much credit. And then, so I go down to the front, and I snap their picture. I get ready to take their picture, and I say, all right, ladies, 1, 2, 3, say, Carson, draw me a bath. Take their picture. They're satisfied. They're happy with it. They get up. They sit down. Mike, I hear Mike again. So now I'm their buddy. Now they're
yeah.
Would you take one more of us seated? I said it would be a pleasure.
Oh,
and
boy.
I take the picture of them seated, and then the one lady goes out. I guess the original lady that asked goes out to the ladies' room, and one of her friends goes over, taps me on the shoulder, and says, she sings, you know.
Oh, no.
And Carla's all in. Carla goes, really? What does she sing? And then she comes back, tells me a story about when she was a little kid that she got up and she said, Davy Cocky. And apparently she's saying it was. I remembered it. I remembered
shock
it.
Did Carla think that her friend was trying to connect you with her?
No.
Okay, not like that.
No.
Not like that. Okay.
She's speaking about. She knows we're a couple.
Oh, okay.
Even though we're sitting next to each other. And
well, Mike, making love doesn't have to be limited to two people.
Oh God. Yeah. Okay, Demi. But anyway, yeah. It really worked out well, and it was sweet. And then the movie came on, and it was Downton Abbey-y. And
how was it? Because my mom.
It was what you'd expect.
How many teacups did you give it?
I thought I liked the show better, the TV show, because
not as good as the show.
I think it was all the condensation of the plot lended to taking away some of the credibility.
Okay,
to be honest with you, but other than that, no. But it was great, and it's beautiful to look at, and I believe it cemented its place in There Will Be Multiple Episodes, and kind of a tribute to Maggie Smith at the end, which was sweet. It was fine. It was great.
What do you
mean
multiple episodes? Multiple movies?
I think you get... Oh, absolutely. Oh. I think they set the table for probably many more Downton Abbey movies, which is fine. Because in this day and age, with civility and the genteel British aristocracy, we need it.
But here's the thing, Oscar. They're using the same template they did with the 1966 Batman show. They could make the movie for pennies because everything was already set. They had built the sets. They had the cast.
Scale.
So it's going to be very cheap.
Well, and it's good, and it's talent,
quality.
And it's fun, and it's
quality.
Good to look at.
I've never really watched the show.
Oh, yeah, me neither. But I mean,
how do you know so much about it?
I follow it through Mike, because I know that we had to write some stuff, and my mom's a fan.
I pay attention to Rob's Queenie stuff, and Rob pays attention to my Queenie stuff. So that's it. Downton Abbey, fine movie experience.
Five teacups? Four teacups?
Based on the whole movie experience with the ladies in back of us, I said, that's why... and I hate to say this, Northern Virginians, but I said, well, there's an experience you'd never get in Fairfax. And
you're right. You're right.
You wouldn't. You wouldn't get people having that much fun. It just
but you would get Joyce being pissed off.
Yeah, Joyce would be mad. Yeah. Could, it would be, could you take our picture? And then you hand the camera back. Anyway, that's what it would
be. You didn't give us a rating.
Rating, I'll give you...
how many pissed off Joyces?
I give it 4 out of 5 stars.
Damn!
That's pretty strong.
Yeah, for Downton Abbey fans, you could do a lot worse. I might have been affected because Carla's looking at her watch like towards the last half.
Quick follow-up. If you are just a casual fan or less, if you don't know the plot structure or the characters of Downton Abbey from the TV show,
you can sit down and watch it from start to finish.
Okay, that's good. That's good filmmaking, though.
It's complete. In fact, Carla said that. She said that I completely was engaged because I knew the plot. You don't have to be a fan of the movie to TV show to watch the movie. Now, as we continue on things you don't care about, ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for our second week of Nostalgia Corner with Mr. Rob Spiewak.
And
Rob, don't you have music for this?
I do, but I have to ramp up to the music because I have a question I need to ask you. One of your favorite directors of all time, his name is Stanley Kramer. He directed Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, which attacked racism. He also directed The Defiant Ones, which also attacked racism. He talked about creationism and Inherit the Wind, talked about fascism and Judgment at Nuremberg. He also produced The Caine Mutiny and High Noon. He also was concerned that he had a reputation as being a heavy-handed filmmaker because of all these heavy topics. So he started a project called Something a Little Less Serious. Have you ever heard of it?
No.
Because by the time it hit the screen...
Sorry, I was having a little drink while you were doing it. I thought you were taking the ball.
By the time it hit the screen...
See, when I'm doing this, don't ask me.
Oscar could have said no.
I was eating my snack.
I understand. Wrong snack. It became a project called It's a Mad, 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 Mad World. Now, I teased it earlier this week as the greatest comedy ever made. Now, not the funniest comedy ever made, which I think belongs to some other movie, maybe Blazing Saddles, maybe Mel Brooks. But
May I stop you right there?
Please.
How can the greatest comedy ever made be not the funniest comedy?
Because when I'm using great, I'm talking about size and scope. Huge.
Oh.
A comedy
the largest.
Has never been attacked on this scale at this point in the history of Hollywood. This is 1963. They actually shot in the summer of 62. They had to shoot in the summertime because that's when all the television shows were on hiatus, and that's where they got their huge cast. And I'm going to run down this cast of stars as fast as I can.
This is Rob Spiewak's Nostalgia Corner,
ladies. What's the movie called again?
The movie is called It's a Mad, 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 Mad World. And you know what? It actually...
I may have gone to see it in the theater with my father.
It might
be the other film that I forgot that I went to see with my dad. I may have gone to see it, but I was so little I don't remember.
And Caligula.
That was not Caligula.
Yeah, I wish.
This has a small sort of correlation to last week's movie, The Maltese Falcon, because this also has a MacGuffin. They're all searching for $350,000 cash.
Oh, will you explain the MacGuffin again?
The MacGuffin is a plot point in which something that is not necessarily plot driven gets the ball rolling. Everyone has a common interest in the MacGuffin.
Like a chase or a hunt or
like
something
Hannibal
they're all after.
Hannibal Run. The MacGuffin is getting to the end of the race.
There we go.
Exactly.
There it is.
All right.
Yes,
listen to this list of stars, all right?
All right.
Spencer Tracy, Milton Berle. Too many for dinging. Spencer Tracy, Milton Berle, Sid Caesar, Buddy Hackett, Ethel Merman, Mickey Rooney, Dick Shawn, Phil Silvers, Terry Thomas, Jonathan Winters, Edie Adams, Dorothy Provine, Eddie Anderson, Rochester from The Jack Benny Show, Jim Backus, Ben Blue, Joe E. Brown. Now, these are people at this time, they were the most powerful and popular comics in Hollywood. It continues with Barry Chase, William Demarest, Andy Devine, Selma Diamond, Peter Falk, Norman Fell, Paul Ford, Stan Freeberg, Leo Gorcey, Sterling Holloway, Marvin Kaplan, Edward Everett Horton, Buster Keaton, Don Knotts, and Mike, the Three Stooges. And that's not
even... The Three Stooges were in Mad World?
That's not even a complete list of all the stars that were in it.
Don Knotts from Morgantown, West Virginia.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Very good.
Known as the Andy Griffith Show.
Barney Fife. Uh-huh.
Who was the biggest star in the movie?
The biggest star was Spencer Tracy. And it was Spencer Tracy's last film. They had to sort of condense his filming to 9 days because he was literally dying while he made the film, but he was Stanley Kramer's favorite. Mm-hmm. The movie does actually hold up as a plot device. What happens, essentially, 8 motorists see a guy crash his car, and his dying words are, there's $350,000, and it's buried under a big W.
Ooh.
And they have to go find it. And it is...
How come there's so many people that know that?
Well, eventually, they have to form liaisons, and they have they collude and get together, and that's how they get everybody involved. It has some of the most advanced, at the time, aerial photography ever done, and was also shot in a process. Let me get the name of it exactly right.
Yeah, I want to make sure so I can write that down.
Mike, it was shot, thank you very much, in 70mm Cinerama, which was one of
Cinerama.
A huge form. It was shown at the Cinerama Dome in Hollywood. That's where the premiere was. That's that big sort of, it's a dome-looking theater. You see it, I believe, on Hollywood Boulevard. That's where the premiere
Hollywood
was.
Hollywood Bowl.
No, not the Hollywood Bowl, the Hollywood Dome, the Cinerama Dome.
The Hollywood Dome, yes, not to be confused.
And they had a huge rollout for this movie to a point where they're all being pursued by cops through the whole movie. Mm-hmm. During the intermission.
Was that the theme of the movie?
Yes, it was. That's the overture.
It sounds like circus music.
Supposed to, because it's the nutty nature of the...
Of the Mad.
Like, exactly. And Benny Hill.
Mickey Rooney is in that, right?
Yes, Mickey Rooney is
and
great
is that
in that.
The movie that you play the clip from that says, we need Manhattan?
Actually,
Get
Mike,
us Manhattan.
That's Jim Backus, and I believe I
And they're on a plane,
need,
right?
I when need he's... a drink. There's some ice and stuff back there. Why don't you make us all some old-fashioneds?
Old-fashioneds?
Do you think you ought to drink while you're flying?
Well, stop kidding, will you? Make us some drinks. I mean, just press the button back there and mark booze. It's the only way to fly.
So the plot point there is that
that's pretty funny. Laugh, right?
Buddy Hackett, Buddy Hackett, and Mickey Rooney are partners, and they were on their way to Las Vegas when they got swept up into the chase. So they think the best way to get to the W first is by airplane. So they go to a country club, and the only one who has a plane is Tyler. This guy Tyler, who's played by Jim Backus, but
he plays his character of the snob.
But
right?
he is sleeping off a horrible hangover, so they have to rouse him from his hangover to get him to fly, and he eventually passes out in the plane, which means Buddy Hackett has to fly the plane. There
isn't so you're selling it again. Yeah. This is like when you sell one of your concerts. I want to go watch this
didn't
movie.
Didn't Buddy Hackett die with Lou Diamond Phillips in an airplane crash?
No, that was Buddy
That's
Holly.
Buddy Holly.
Oh, excuse me.
Another
so
airplane.
Sorry.
Another airplane.
And Lou Diamond Phillips didn't die as it was the real rocker that died.
Yeah, Buddy Holly died with Richie Valens.
Buddy Holly, Richie Valens.
Oh,
Lou
excuse
Diamond
me. Yeah,
Phillips
that's what
played.
I meant. Richie Valens.
So
yes,
it's not like Gary Busey and Lou Diamond Phillips died.
And Mike, if you really want to go obscure, it also killed Gaylord Sartain, who played the Big
who
Bopper.
Is that?
He
now,
played
now,
the Big
see,
Bopper.
You ruined it.
No,
you ruined it.
I made it better for about five
no,
people
you
out
didn't.
There.
Yeah, I know.
So
people.
Also, there's a million. There's other stars I didn't mention. Jerry Lewis has a great cameo, and Jerry Lewis was quoted as saying later, he lost $500 making the movie, and they said why. Because they were stranded out in the middle of the desert for the majority of the shooting with the stars, the director encourage gambling. Stanley Kramer organized card games, crap games, everything to encourage gambling to keep people on the set, keep them busy from wandering around. So Jerry Lewis, he said, even
I bet he organized some other stuff too.
A little
right?
Probably.
That would be sex, Rob. I'm sorry that stopped you in your tracks. I was saying, they probably like brought some broads in. Probably.
Yeah, I would think
I
so.
Holes the holes
to keep Jonathan Winters busy.
Yeah, I'm thinking more like Mickey Rooney.
Mickey Rooney. Pulse
of Horny pulse. Little Mickey Rooney.
Everybody. He did everybody. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. So,
Milton Berle with his giant penis.
Oh, another thing, if you watch the movie.
I'm sorry, I don't want to taint your segment.
Milton Berle's taint is horrible. If you talk about.
All right, okay.
If you watch the movie, notice this. Milton Berle is such a student of show business, and he was a child star. He figures out a way to leave every shot last, so he has the most camera time. When you start watching for it, it's frustrating because he'll do some sort of bit of business where he's the last person in every shot. He is set up with...
Because he's a prick that way, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, he's an a-hole.
Like a last word guy.
And they put him up against with Ethel Merman, who is a fantastic battle axe in this movie. That's not lost on me.
Sorry.
Anyway, Ethel Merman probably has the best overall comedic performance in the movie as the battle axe mother-in-law.
But do you have a clip from Ethel Merman?
I do. This is her bitching about when Milton Berle tries.
This is funny because Ethel Merman in this movie is such a rhino bitchy woman.
Oh, bitch on wheels! Yeah,
it's phenomenal the way she plays. I love it. She makes me laugh more than
anything. These things happen.
Now, what kind of an attitude is that? These things happen. They only happen because the whole country is just full of people who, when these things happen, they just say these things happen, and that's why they happen. Left it up to you, we'd never hear the last of this thing. Although you're the one that gave the police the
name,
and you know
fantastic.
What all those half-wit morons up in Sacramento do about it? They just sit there with their big feet up on their big desks and milk 15 million people of as much graft.
Listen, I want to...
So, yeah, she is that tempo the entire film.
Now, let me just bring up a counterpoint for this.
Please do, please do.
Mad World, they kind of just let them all go wild, don't they, a little bit? The lack of discipline is what I don't like about it.
There is a little bit of that, but here's something you have to compare...
Like Goonies.
It's very different than Goonies. If you bring it, would they ever be able to make a modern all-star comedy again? And they've tried. They did a movie called Rat Race. And in a certain way, the remake of Ocean's 11 is the same thing. But what will prevent it from ever being like this is we've gotten away from an era where every comedic performer in Hollywood has a persona that can be written to. Now, that's probably entertainment-wise an advance because, you know, Brad Pitt has done, three great movies in the past year with three totally different characters. But if you're going to put, say, Phil Silvers, who played Sergeant Bilko or is the basis of Top Cat, put him in a movie, he's got to be like this guy. Just...
Fellas, I'm glad you're here. Look, I need your help. Here's what happened. I had this blowout. I think there's a spare in the back. It may be a little flat. Take a look at it, will you, kid? Is there an airport any place around here? Look, if the spare is flat, don't bother fixing it. Give me a new tire, all right? You ain't got a new tire, then you'll have to fix the spare. But don't look at me. Move it, will you, kid? You can be gassing up while he's working. What is it, a staring contest? Come on! Move, will you, kid?
See, no one is as defined as that anymore. So really, the era of the ability to produce this is gone. And it's sort of a magical time capsule that they were able to capture. It's a very long movie. Depending on what cut you see, it can be over 3 hours long. It had an intermission when it was released. But I can highly recommend the Criterion Studios put out a Blu-ray release that has all the different cuts, many extras, wonderful documentaries.
Can you get it digitally?
Yes, you can download it digitally, of course. But if you want all the extras, it's Criterion number 692. Now,
can you get it like on Netflix?
I don't think it's on Netflix. I think it's an Amazon download. I would have to research it.
Maybe on the dark web.
Absolutely on the dark web. And that has all the Mickey Rooney sex
stuff. That's the porn version.
Yeah. The thing that you have to know is this, though.
That's not a mad. No, I'm not going to say that.
Why would the greatest.
The hard. All right.
And Mike, if the movie lasts more than 4 hours, call a doctor.
Call a doctor for your priapism.
Why would the greatest comedy of all time not really be considered in the echelon of, the big box office scores? And I have a personal theory about this. It was released on the 7th day of November, 1963. November 7th, 1963.
Kennedy assassination.
November 22nd, Kennedy was shot. Mm. And for the next roughly 5 months, America was in no mood to laugh. Mm. And I think the movie was sort of quietly taken out of theaters. Luckily, it still exists.
Kind of like right now.
Yeah.
All right. I get it.
How dare you? But anyway, I highly recommend the movie. You can watch it over two nights because it is a very long film.
All right. I make a request.
Kids should see it. Yeah.
For Nostalgia Corner, you have to have a beginning theme and a closing theme.
You mean an actual theme?
Yeah. No, go look for it. Not today. All right. But do you just come up with one since we're doing this? I like this one. I was enlightened. I would love to hear. And now, it's time for Rob Spiewak's Nostalgia Corner. That was wonderful. And we have just enough time, just a second here, because for the last 2 weeks, we've been trying to get Adrian Garcia to return our phone calls. He's not only returned our phone calls, he has made his way into the studio. And he is here today.
As you recall,
to join
Mike,
us.
He texted me yesterday. He said, "What time does the show start on Friday?" I said 9. He walked in today at 8:58 and 19 seconds.
Very exciting, Adrian. Where have you been? Where have you been hiding?
At the Hotel Motel Hampton Inn, Mike.
And you're still doing well over there at the hotel, Motel Hampton? There he is.
I am killing it, Mike.
Hi there. What have you been doing at the hotel? Eating French fries? What's going on?
Oh, my gosh. Mike, it is so hard to be fat. It's not funny.
Does the hotel have
Jesus Louise, what have you been doing? You're making sundaes over there? What's going on here?
I can guarantee you one
square
thing.
Eggs.
I don't think the hotel has a barber shop in it.
Look at him sitting there covering his gut. Yeah. You look good. You look good.
Yeah.
So things are, you don't hate us. You're still, have you been listening to the Mike Omer? Go ahead.
I'm sorry. When did you decide to quit us?
I didn't quit you guys.
Look at Mike.
I don't know where to look.
He's the boss.
Okay. But you're talking though.
Are you wearing a lot of cologne?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I took public transportation today. I had to, you know.
Whoa! Public transportation? Why? That
was part of the reason why I wasn't making it in.
Was my theory correct?
What was your theory?
That you lost your license or your mode of transportation because of the law or your payments.
Both. Believe it or not, it's both.
Damn!
You live and you
learn.
I
love him. I love him. I'm so happy you're here.
Yes!
I'm so happy you came back in. I really am. We missed you.
You're one of the interns.
You're one of the guys that we have. That I reflected back on, and I said, whatever happened to Adrian? We haven't seen him around for a while. And I just wanted to, all I cared about, all I wanted was to make sure you were okay and that you were still okay with us, no matter what
it
the
It didn't
the,
seem
the past,
right without you.
Know,
you. It didn't seem right.
It's just, I mean, just to know that you're there and you're hanging in, and
I hope you still pop
on the show and listen once in a while. You know, I hope you do. And
we were scared you might be somewhere going hungry. Obviously not.
No.
He's not fat, guys. Come on.
Hey, I'm living a good life.
Sure.
He clearly has gained a few obese. Who hasn't?
Sure. Food is the one thing I can control.
Continental breakfast.
Did you miss our naked cruelty? Did you miss our naked cruelty?
I kind of did, actually. I like abuse.
He has told me that in the past before. Diego,
like yes.
What happened with your license?
Failure to pay my insurance. So they suspended it.
Oh.
That's such BS, though. I can't believe that because I still had insurance to the hotel to drive the shuttle.
Ah, gotcha. But not for your personal
so
vehicle.
So you no. could commute but use the shuttle.
Exactly. And I've done that.
Big, like, 8-passenger van?
Yes, exactly. So in the suburbs of Sterling, you just see my shuttle parked in a neighborhood somewhere.
But you can't shuttle anymore because you have no license.
Well, I mean,
he drives the shuttle home and back to work.
You know, this is very vague.
Do you really drive the shuttle back and forth?
Allegedly.
Okay.
Can you imagine a Hampton Inn shuttle parked in your neighborhood for a year straight?
Can you imagine a Hampton Inn shuttle driving through the Taco Bell drive-thru? They know me for that one reason, because no one can do it with a regular car, and I did it with a shuttle.
Oh, man, have I missed you.
I got that going on.
So what's the prospects of getting what are the prospects of getting your license back?
I don't know, Mike. I had a really cute Uber driver today, so I might just stick with it.
All right.
And
okay,
believe it
that's
or
an
not,
answer I'll accept, yes.
I save a lot of money just Ubering to here and taking the bus here as well.
How much are you in arrears for your insurance?
A couple hundred. It's honestly not that bad. I can take care
you
of
just
it.
Don't want, you just don't really need a car,
exactly.
To be honest.
More, it's more problems. More trouble than it's worth. The juice ain't worth the squeeze,
look
Oscar.
Look at this guy.
He's quoting Oscar.
I like him. He's back.
Hey, do you have a car, though? Like, just sitting there? Do you have a car?
No, they took it.
Who's they?
Okay, that doesn't matter. The repo people. Man, Rob.
I'm wondering if it was the dealer or an actual repo man. That's what I want to know.
Wait, so did your insurance go first or your car payment go first?
My insurance went first, and then I was driving without insurance for almost a year.
Okay.
Yeah. I was coming here. I drove Rob
very nice
to work
of you to do
without
that.
Insurance.
And then your car payment went where?
South. Nowhere.
So once you weren't able to drive anymore, why pay it, right?
Exactly.
Well, can I ask you this?
Yeah.
Because I've had friends when I was much younger lose their cars to the repo man. When and how did they take it?
This time I accepted it. I didn't care. I just didn't care.
You're not answering the question.
They took it around maybe 10 o'clock.
At night?
At night.
Did you know they were there taking it?
No, I did not.
Okay.
I woke up and it was gone.
So... But the job at the Hampton still working for you?
I mean,
you're happy that you're the man over there.
I'm the man over there, exactly. Yep.
3 to 11.
3 to 11, prime time.
So do you think that you're going to be there for the foreseeable future? You like working there?
It's so stressful. I hate it. I mean, I like helping people. I like making people feel good and making people feel at home. But it takes a lot out of you to do that for 8 hours for 170 people.
You know how to de-stress, though. You know how to relax.
Well, I know. Yeah. Right?
And making people feel good every day, Mike, is nothing we're strangers to.
Yes.
Every single day. Well, it's good to see you. I'm glad you're
here. I'm happy to be back.
Are you listening to the show?
Yes, and I heard you guys call the hotel. And you guys harassed my colleague.
What's his name?
That was like 14. That was like 14 rings. Yeah. That was like also, 14 rings. That was crazy.
There are pronouncers in this world that we should all understand.
He's foreign.
Yes. Yeah, well, so am I.
So am I.
Yeah, but the man couldn't say, what couldn't he say?
Available.
Available.
Yeah, I know. You guys thought he said label or something. Any label. I listen.
Yeah. Of a label.
How was Sony otherwise?
He told me it was because he had a huge line in front of him and he was trying to get you guys on hold so he can check out.
Was it people or blow?
depends on who you ask, Rob.
All right. Well, Adrian, be a stranger.
I won't.
Are you hanging around for a while today or are you going to get right back? All right. Well,
I'll Uber you home as well.
I wanted to see if I can finagle myself a ride from you guys home.
Very busy.
Oh, no, you're not.
You're the
Friday.
Man. We miss
Somebody
you.
Give
Love
this man
you.
A
miss
ride.
You. Great to see you again. I'm glad you're happy. I'm glad everything's going. Are you happy? That's the main question.
I'm alive. I'm okay. It's been a really tough week at the hotel this week, and it brought me down.
What about love?
Guys, can we do something nice for Adrian today?
Lunch or something like that?
All right.
Pizza?
Thank you.
Steaks?
Yeah, make sure
steaks? Steaks? What the hell?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Shrimp? Based on what I'm saying, I know it's important to you now. I can tell by looking at you. All right. Well, let's start the show.
Start the show, Rob.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I suggest that we stack the bodies in the cellar, lock it, leave quietly one at a time, and pretend that none of this has ever happened.
Great idea. I'll leave first, if you don't mind.
Be my guest. In fact, I think we all owe you a vote of thanks. For she's a jolly good fellow, for she's a jolly good fellow, for she's a jolly good fellow. Which nobody can deny, which nobody can deny, which nobody can deny. For she's a jolly good fellow, for she's a jolly good fellow, for she's a jolly...
I told you I didn't do it. But what if the authorities find out what happened?
The FBI will take care of that.
You mean my phone call for Mr. Hoover? I work for him, of course. How else could I have known everything about you all?
There's still one thing I don't understand.
One thing?
Who was Mrs. Peacock taking bribes from?
A foreign power. Her husband, the senator, has influence over defense contracts. Is there going to be a cover-up? Isn't that in the public interest? What could be gained by exposure? But is the FBI in the habit of cleaning up after multiple murder?
Yes.
Why do you think it's run by a man called Hoover?
Oh, Mrs. Peacock.
How did you know my name?
The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Okay, take her away. Wentworth, we got her.
You see, like the Mantis, we always get our man.
Mrs. Peacock was a man?
Would anyone care for fruit or dessert?
This is Wade Byard, the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
Thank you. What was that from?
That's Clue.
That's
Jason
Clue
Bateman.
And Mad World. My God, your footprint, your giant Birkenstock footprint is on this show today.
Well,
that's for
Jason
sure.
Bateman just announced he's remaking the movie Clue.
Oh, that's
so
right.
It's actually
right.
In the news right now, and I'm curious to see what direction he's going to go with it.
This first segment is a lot of Rob Spiewak.
Too much, if you ask
this
me.
This next fruitcake, some might say. From Radothi, North Carolina, to Bug Tussle, Texas, Pee-wee, West Virginia. Hello, Pee-wee.
Hi, Pee-wee.
Exeter, New Hampshire, Frogstown, Pennsylvania, Zurich, Switzerland. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by our Fruitcake Futures.
Yes.
Once again, a Rob Spiewak presentation. Look at you. An actress poised for a huge comeback.
Yes.
You were loved in Chicago. You won an Oscar for Cold Mountain. And now you return in the pill-popping propelled biopic, Judy.
Judy!
Say hey, Renee. There's already Oscar buzz for your performance. Your stardom has never been Zell bigger. And why not? America loves a faded Hollywood flower that pops pills like bubble wrap and once threw a butcher knife at her kids. True. Based on that alone, certainly we should let you order a TMOS signature fruitcake after the September 30th deadline, right? You ask, pretty please, with Zoloft on top, but you are denied.
Oh, no.
And you know why, Renee?
Why?
Because you're not special, and you have a small mouth. Oh. There's nothing keen or notable about you. No second chance, no exception. You're not special, no matter how hard you're Bridget Jonesing for a fruitcake. No can do after the 30th. So immediately, go to our website and buy as many as you can, RZ. MikeOmaraShow.com. That's where you go. Click the banner. And don't think you can fool us by getting drastic plastic surgery so you no longer look like yourself. We're watching you, Irene. Rescue a fruitcake right now. Gary Grimble. That might be the most hateful one of all. Last time, we'll hear one.
That's it.
No, we have one more because it's midnight on Monday. We have one more.
Oh, all right. Thank you. Thank you, O-Baked One.
Thank you, O-Baked One.
Hey, everybody. We're going to get right to it. We're not going to get them all, but we're going to try like hell. It's our Yaks on Friday. We don't do Yaks on Friday, but let's do it right
Yak
now.
Attack.
Out of the gate, the first question is about strippers, so we had to start with that on the TMOS Yak Shack, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, this is Amanda from Bridgeport, Connecticut.
Hi.
Calling about Mike Hustler's review, which I agree with wholeheartedly. I love the movie. Kind of was also curious about the general lack of nudity in the movie about strippers, although I do appreciate that they prioritize the women's stories over their bodies. I do have a question. I've never been to a strip club. Do the dancers really carry purses on stage with them? That was, to me, the weirdest detail. When you see Constance Wu walk out with like a strappy eating bag. What do they put in the purses? That's not where the tips go, I think, right? And are there cell phones in there? What are they doing with the purses? Is that a thing? I'll hang up and listen. Good day.
Thank you, lady.
Thank you. We appreciate it
from Bridgeport. Hey, lady.
Hey.
Oscar's raising his hand, so he's probably got an answer for you. They do bring purses up.
Well,
right?
they have to because two things can happen. One is a gentleman can walk up, and it's creep factor 10 in my eyes,
right?
And they can put the dollar bills in what would be a little...
The garter.
The garter, okay. Right? Or the G-string, wherever. Who knows where they put it?
Right.
I wouldn't know, Mike, because I'm a guy that's creepily in the back of the room.
It's a Western theme act, it could be a holster.
There's also a theme that seems to be very popular, I've heard, is that some gentlemen like to go and make it rain. And they make it rain by throwing dollar bills, hopefully not just dollars, or tens or twenties for the young lady that's working there, and it will fall on the stage. So at the end of her set, she has to have a bag to put all the dollars into her satchel.
Isn't that Al Roker's move at a strip club? Because he's a weather guy.
He uses quarters
to make it rain.
Quarters.
Warm quarters. All right. Thank you. Thank you for that answer. Anybody interested in some ham? Would you like some ham?
Always.
Let's have some ham.
This is Jake Ham with 2M of the Vienna Ham.
Ooh.
Just calling to let you know the TMOS is ruining my life all day. I've been working with buttons and talking to my coworkers about buttons, but I can't just say button. I have to say, it's the button. The button is broken. The button.
Always fun to hear from a ham. Always fun.
It is.
Always fun to get a ham.
Pat's the best.
This next call is simply entitled Help.
Hey, Mike. It's Frank from Brantford.
Oh.
I just thought I would help you guys out. And
okay, I can explain why I put help.
Why?
The help is coming from me.
Okay.
Help!
There's a problem with people being afraid to either come to the studio or come to your house. I'll come to both your house in the studio. I've paid for the fruitcake, which I hate, and I'm hoping it's good because I think Rob may know what he's doing. So I'm just throwing that out there. You know, I'll cover for anybody who doesn't want to go. I'll come twice. I'll come to the studio and to your house. Thanks, bye.
You're going to need some help.
Just know that there is a caller ID on all these calls.
Right.
We'll never call you back unless it's the tone of that call.
And Mike, just for fun, after the show, send me a picture of yourself holding today's newspaper. Just for fun.
Very good.
Thank you.
This next call, yes, he like Rob. I don't know what this means.
Hey, Mike, it's Frank from Brantford again.
Oh, it's Frank. Great. He likes Rob.
I just was watching, what's his name there? Rob do his nostalgia thing, and I just find it fascinating. I love hearing all the details. He clearly knows what he's talking about. His opinion
there you go.
Matters.
Yeah.
Like,
it's great to have a target audience, isn't it?
They're not very thoughtful. And I'm just really glad you're giving him that chance to shine. And it helps to offset his challenges with his comedic timing, often stepping on your rhythm. Yeah, I said it. Can't wait for the fruitcake, though, really. Yeah. I haven't had fruitcake in, what, 30 years? So I guess this will be a new experience because evidently Rob does something different with the fruitcake, and I hate to know what that is. Thanks, bye.
Thank you, Frank.
You know, I'm amazed he had time to call twice, what with all the time he spends with the lotion.
Hey, you want to hear from the main guy?
Yes, please.
Let's hear from the main
guy. How's it going, buddy? YBK here, that's right. Your boy, Kenny Buck. Crackadon here. Beautiful, freezing. Look up 38 degree temperatures. I guess something's going to go bad for old YBK, huh? Anyway, I'm calling. I'm just watching the Today Show, and Al Roker is on with his new hip. Just had it done yesterday. I guess, and he's walking around making a big deal of it. Thought of you, Mike. Thought of you and all the trouble you had with your hip.
Yeah.
Bastards. Sorry, I'm sorry. Sorry, I don't have any better content for you, buddy. I don't even know if you even want to put this on, to be honest.
But no.
Yeah. I don't know if I would. I don't know if I'd let it through. But anyway, thinking of you, man.
Okay.
Hey.
Yeah.
Oscar, people have been really racist to you lately. I'm, of course, a couple shows behind. That guy that called you a Mexican or whatever. What a chooch. I hope these guys show up in Vegas. I'd like to have a talk about racism, genetic race versus cultural race. Now I'm rambling.
Yep.
All right, man. Mike, tell everybody I said hi.
Yeah, we will. Absolutely, we will.
The very notion that it's on the radio, we really don't need to tell everyone that.
Yeah, that's true. That's fitting a window. We'll take one more, and then we got to go to
all
break.
All right,
Mike
here.
Said, by the bonus, I don't want to miss behaving. Rob made a fruitcake, I don't like them misbehaving. Maddie wanted cheese, I wouldn't give her a slice. Oscar's mom is always very nice. My sister used my Harry's for her shaving. Just one little pee, one drinking and misbehaving.
On that note, that's good. Yeah, that's the start of the X Act. We got more of them coming up on your fabulous Friday show right here on the Mike O'Bear Show. We'll be right back.
Ah, it's the most wonderful time of the year, fruitcake time. It's back again, folks. TMOS Fruitcake Futures 2019. Yeah, once in a year chance to snag a signature Rob Spiewak fruitcake.
Orson, can you emphasize the word snag?
Get me a jury and tell me how to emphasize the word snag, and I'll eat your Get ready to place your order for the taste of the holidays. They taste even better than you remember them. Two big ways to purchase and support TMOS, including deluxe packaging and exclusive new collectibles and more. TMOS Fruitcake Futures. The holidays start right now. Oh, I have to go big pop.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone. Hey, let me talk to you about Tappable, okay?
Yeah.
Tappable Home Equity. All right, Cornerstone wants you to know that there are $6.3 trillion lying out there in tappable home equity in the United States. That is the highest amount in tappable equity ever in the history of mankind. So the time has come to tap it. Tap it good.
Tap it.
Plus, rates are at their lowest level in 3 years. So almost every homeowner in the country can benefit with a refi right now, but you need to call our friends at Cornerstone First Financial. They are in the building at Podcast Village. They're down on the bottom floor. They're good people. We know them personally. You will love them, too. Our listeners have great stories about dealing with Cornerstone. And by the way, they will guarantee to meet or beat any competitor. Some restrictions apply, but if you are in the market for a refi or a new mortgage, or you need to take out some equity or eliminate PMI, do yourself a favor and call them at Cornerstone to go over your specific situation. Cornerstone, licensed in California, Maryland, Virginia, D.C., Georgia, Florida, and Colorado. Click their banner or call them at 866-2... I always have trouble with that. Especially when I'm drinking my liquid IV. Lemon lime came in yesterday. Sorry. Call Cornerstone at 866...
Really?
It's got three sixes. 866-625-1221.
Perfect.
That's 866-625-1221. Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing. Let's get right back to the yaks. You want to take a call from a local down here?
I do.
Yeah, this is a close call right here. When I mean close call, well, go ahead and listen.
Hi, guys. This is Bill from San Carlos Park, Florida. Yes, that's San Carlos Park, Florida. I can't wait to go get a facial from Carla.
Oh.
Hopefully she does a really good job, and I look years younger. And I can't wait to run into Jim so I can say, "You too? You got a facial from Carla too?" Have a good day.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. She's taking
you too.
I don't want to say she's taking all the comers, but
hey.
All right, we got some resume help now on the
excellent
on Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Jesus. I was listening to the podcast the other day, Mike doing Carla's resume, and for the lapse in gap, what I've heard, the thing to do is put list end of life care or elder care.
I get it.
And it looks good on a resume.
I get it. Okay.
So you might want to add that in at least for some portion of time.
Elder care.
Yes.
To pad the document so she can get a better job when it's time for it. Take care.
When it's time. That's two references to my imminent death.
True
there we
story.
Go. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much. Oh, God, I need a palate cleanser. Please. How about a lady?
Hey, TMOS. I'm Susan calling from Frederick, Maryland. Thank you so much for publishing my letter about Wayne Newton being related to our Potawatomi.
Remember.
Just so we don't get the other tribe calling up and being upset, he is also from Cherokee heritage. He's part from what they call the Powhatan tribe, which is Potawatomac, because he's descended from the chief Powhatan, but he's also partially Cherokee Indian. So I just want to make sure the other tribe doesn't call up and get really upset. Bye.
We don't want a tribal war on our hands. That's
we
want
to
sure.
make sure everyone is happy.
So is he simply a Grand Cherokee?
only if he has $1,000.
Cherokee Grand Cherokee. Oscar made a Rob joke.
He did. That's a dad
Grand
joke.
Cherokee.
That's a dad
look
joke.
At that. And he's enjoying it because puns are enjoyed by the deliverer, not the people that get
no,
them.
No, they're both the most selfish form of comedy.
They are indeed. This next call, I just like this guy.
Okay.
Hey, Mike just said got a Walmart birthday cake for Carla and that he has officially gone trash.
Yep.
Doesn't want to go back.
Right.
And man, ain't that the freaking truth, man? Once you go trash, you never go back.
Amen, brother.
And then you start to see all the people that do it the other way.
Right.
And it just irritates you. It just makes you sick to see the amount of bullcrap people do. When they could just run in to a freaking store, pick up a cake, go home, and have a good time. It's
right.
All just a crock, man. Happy birthday to Carla.
Yeah, baby. Thank you.
Let's
like
bring
that call.
Phrase back. A crock. That's a
it's
crock.
Just a crock.
That's a crock.
It's a crock.
Wait, is he alluding to someone that may go to an artisanal bakery?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Compared to just going and getting a cake
400
at the grocery
hoops.
Store.
Yeah.
Go to the go to the Walmart, pick up a cake, go home, have a good time.
Yeah, exactly. If you go to a place that's called like Sweets. That's a crock.
Exactly, yeah. How many cupcakeries did they have
when
that TV show came on, right? And you go to these lazy people that thought they were going to do the same because they watch television
each
all the
and
time.
Every morning.
And they'd have two cupcakes in the bakery section.
Each and every morning, I take a left on 33rd Street in Georgetown, and I see the Rubes waiting for the Georgetown Cupcake Factory to open up, and I want to roll down my window and go... Go home! You're not helping yourself!
The only exception are the TMOS fruitcakes.
Yes.
Fruitcakes are different. It's
a whole different animal.
You know the guy that's baking them. Exactly. Ladies and gentlemen, let's take another Florida caller. Thank you, Oscar.
Thank you. Hi, everybody. This is Mike in Homestead. And I just had an oh, my God, OMG moment listening to Mike do the news about the Merriam Dictionary adding 533 or whatever new words to the dictionary. Yeah, that's what we need, a dumbass dictionary. Seems to me that the DAs that are using these 533 words probably don't even know what a dictionary is. But, you know, when I think about it, for older folks like me, maybe we do need a dumbass dictionary so I can look up in words that I don't know what the hell they're saying, right, and I might actually understand what they're trying to say using a language that's not quite English.
Okay, you're walking on the beach now.
All right, that's going? My rant for this week.
Oh, okay, good.
Thank you very much.
You probably should get off of his lawn as well.
Yeah, get off of my lawn. Utah, weighing in, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, guys, this is Drew from Salt Lake City, Utah. I'm just calling because I realized in the last couple of weeks we've had some callers from the Salt Lake area. Dan Cortez from Salt Lake City, Utah has called several times. And then last week there was Marianne from Midvale. Well, Marianne, I also live in the beautiful suburb of Midvale just outside of Salt Lake.
Okay, that's great. Nice. We got to take a break. I'm sorry,
I was trying to make a love connection, no?
I didn't stop. I can't play the whole thing. It's a minute and 45 seconds. I can't do it.
Find your boner. Have a good time.
Thank you very much. We'll take a break. Come back with more of your yaks, ladies and gentlemen. I am going to try to sprint. These next yaks will be abbreviated, okay. And I will try to sprint to the finish line. You can't all have a minute and 20 seconds. It doesn't work that way. We'll be right back.
It's Angie Goff with a new Oh My Goff show out now. Tired of Baby Shark? Not so fast. It might be the secret to getting your kids to fall asleep.
Baby Shark.
The show gets a little weird also when we get a visitor from outer space, and we're going Greek. Don't worry, Mike. We saved you some baklava. Subscribe to the Oh My Goff show now on YouTube or Apple Podcasts. Opa!
Hey. Is that because I'm fat? Welcome back to the Mike
and Mary
show.
I don't think so.
Yeah, right. You don't think so. This section of the program, brought to you by Legacy Box. Isn't it time to digitize your lifetime of memories?
Yes.
Rob's done it. Oscar's done it. I've done it. Look, you got a lot of stuff laying around. You got videos. You got pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Vintage tapes lying around. You might have vintage pictures lying around. Legacy Box can help you. Legacy Box. You can send all your good stuff, your treasures, to Legacy Box, and you will get them back, digital files, in a few weeks, and they keep you updated at every step of the process. Legacy Box is the world's largest, most trusted digitizer of home movies and photos. Over 450,000 families have trusted Legacy Box. They have over a decade of experience, and all the work is done by hand right here in the USA. There's never been a better time to digitally preserve your memories. Visit LegacyBox.com today to get started. For a limited time, our listeners can get a huge exclusive discount to LegacyBox.com/TMOS. Get 40% off your first order. Get started preserving your past. Go to LegacyBox.com/TMOS and save 40% today. And thank you, Legacy Box. We appreciate it. We got a call from the Red Sox about the Red Sox. Okay. I have no idea what this is about. Let's get it right now.
I just want to say thank you, Boston Red Sox fans, for being so respectful tonight for the San Francisco Giants coach Bruce Bochy.
Oh, 2000.
It is 2000th win, and you guys were awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, the Sox do that. Yeah, the Sox fans do that. I get that. Sox fans are usually, when there's a milestone from the opposing team, they did it. If you can do it with the Yankees, they can do it with anybody.
Sure,
See the Bryce Harper situation where...
No, Harper. What is that? What's going on with that?
On Monday night when I was at the game, they booed Bryce Harper.
Yeah.
On Tuesday, or they had a doubleheader. They closed out they clinched the wild card berth.
Right.
And I guess they went overboard. Now, I don't know what overboard is these
days. What do you mean overboard? With the celebration?
With the taunting of Bryce Harper. And he actually talked about it afterwards. Now, I don't know how to feel about this because, of course you don't want anybody to be bullied, but the guy went to another team. He left the team for another team.
And Bryce Harper's a dick. Bryce Harper's always been a dick. Bryce Harper's been a dick since he came into the league.
And he got
he's
what?
He's not a good $350 guy.
$350 million to leave?
He's not the kind of guy. He got him fights with his teammates. He got him fights with other people. He's an angry dude. He's always giving that vibe off. That's why they give him crap. And then so if you're a personality where you're abrasive and you go to the opposition.
Abrasive.
That's the way. A guy like Dave Roberts, who went to the opposition, came back to Fenway and they gave him
so
a standing
ovation. So I'll give you another example. There's a 13-year-old kid sitting in front of us at the Phillies game right. on Monday night. And he had a Harper jersey on or whatever.
A Nationals Harper jersey?
Yeah, but it said, he actually put a piece of tape on there. It said loser instead of Harper.
Yeah, okay. So, that comes with the territory. But that's the way it goes.
But are we in a place, and again, I don't have all the details, but are we in a place where you can't razz a player that's coming back from?
Of course you can.
But
yeah.
Why was he upset?
I'm saying in the PC generation.
No, he razzed the hell out of him. Right? Bryce Harper.
You got to. Yeah.
Yeah, and the Nats won without him, which is cool.
Yeah, because
which
you know
is
what?
Great for the Nats.
$350 million will buy him a lot of Kleenex.
Let's ask Bryce Harper what he thinks.
All right.
Bryce, what do you feel about this?
Hey, my name is my nickname is longtime loser listener from Roanoke, Virginia.
Okay.
Loser. I bring the show up every day on Stitcher. And I see through you bailing out.
Bryce, what happened to you, Bryce?
That?
I don't understand.
Is he picking up a Philadelphia accent?
I'm not sure. Let's change the sports subject
please.
To football. Football call.
Hey, this is Scott. I'm calling from Batavia area. Mikey. Oh, you don't like to be called Mikey. Mike, congratulations on your Giants win. Holy mackerel. That's fantastic, brother. Good luck in the future.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I couldn't wait any longer for that. Thank you very much. Hey, we got a Rob fan. Oscar, you want to hear a Rob
please.
Fan?
Here
that's what go. Oscar
Hi,
wants.
Hi, this is Lori from Rochester. I was just listening to a program on the radio, and they were talking about a movement among young people, teenagers, that are... supporting climate change and
I can't do it. It takes
I appreciate the
sorry.
Love. Thanks, Lori.
Sorry about that. We have a beer critique. Yes, Oscar.
I have a quick
yes.
update on the Bryce Harper situation.
Oscar, who never has a stopwatch anywhere near him during the show. Yes, go ahead. Yes.
Apparently, they heckled his wife and his son.
So. Oh, that's not cool.
That's not
cool. That was a little detail I would have liked to have when I was lambasting Bryce Harper. Is that why you went to it?
Yeah, I wanted because to confirm. I wanted to confirm
no,
I knew what
you
was going on.
You know, that sucks.
He's 1 month
that's
old.
That's embarrassing.
He's not going to remember.
That's
1 month old.
His wife? They're heckling his wife? Come on.
That
sucks.
Well, you know, he's from Philadelphia, so he should be used to that behavior. But when you heckle a 1 month old, that seems low.
That's a little rough.
Did they
want
throw
a beer
batteries
critique?
At him?
Rob Spiewak, you want
no
a beer?
No batteries
critique?
Were thrown. Okay, words good. Hurt, Rob.
Yes, right. bring the beer.
Beer critique.
Hi, Mike. This is Kerry from Rochester. I have such a beef with Rob. And his lack of understanding when it comes to craft beer or beer in general. It's so frustrating when he mentions the high ABV of anything over 6% alcohol. Rob, the majority of beers on the market are over 6% alcohol, yet you act like when someone drinks a 6% or above ABV, they're going to get hammered in two beers. Dude. For a guy who understands liquor the way that you do, you should know that that's not the case. It's going to take a guy 4, 6, likely 8 or 10 beers at 6% plus ABV to actually feel anything when compared to an old fashioned or something similar. Why do you act like things are so crazy when somebody's drinking a 6% beer? Could you stop, please? Question mark?
All right, there you go.
All right, well, first of all, you're a guy named Kerry, and I don't care for that name very much, and it's a chick name anyway. But what I'm saying is this, is the majority of beer out there is not above 6%. The biggest selling beer in the world is Bud Light, and that's at a 4.8, so you're wrong there. And it has much to do with the body weight, so I don't care if you're a big fat loser and you can drink 12 beers without getting drunk. Hooray for you. Go drink some, you know, devil's piss beer or whatever craft beer you're drinking this week that tastes like hops and barley and all that garbage. garbage and have a good time and enjoy your loneliness.
Oh my God.
Wow, that was strong. Jeez. I like that. Next, Rob, I think we got a double shot.
Bring it.
Hi, Mike, Rob, and Oscar, as well as Maddie. Hi, Maddie. This is Carrie from Rochester.
Oh,
same guy. And
I just
wanted to mention that I am the biggest Buffalo Bills fan that there is.
Same guy?
So.
I think so.
I'd like to meet your father one day. But anyway, that's not the reason for my call. Hey, Rob. Can I please explain to you?
That's the same that dude.
Beers that are above 6%.
That's the same guy. You know what? For God's sake,
I think he called back drunker.
Same
was,
take, different call.
He was talking slower the first one we heard.
Maybe a different phone too. The one next to the sofa. All right, this is Chuck E. Chuck E.
Hi, Robert from Las Vegas. The talking about on September 19th about Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh,
when you said 8,000 tickets, they usually equal out to about $80 if you talk to the people behind the counter.
Jesus.
You can actually pay cash. It's a penny per ticket. All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
Penny per ticket. Yeah, no.
How would you like to get a brand new helicopter for a penny a ticket?
This next one, this is dangerous ground. Uh-oh. It says racist with a question mark.
Oh no.
So I'll read it the way I wrote it.
Okay.
Racist?
This is Roger from Florida. I'm a scientist who studies alien cultures, and you need to understand that these off-worlders who settled centuries ago in Central America, their descendants are not looking to take over. They're looking for a safe place where they can raise their families, eat some tacos, and watch soccer.
Oh, I get
now, it. My colleagues and I believe the name of their home planet is actually Chimichanga. Mm. Now, you can't make this stuff up. What we see as a delicious concoction of meat and vegetables and yummy Latino spices is actually a planet beyond our solar system.
Is he doing racist shtick?
Yes.
He's drawing a parallel between like illegal aliens and outer space aliens.
Oh, sir, Jesus.
And it's
what's
not funny.
Your bigotry is going to be your downfall.
Exactly.
There you go. Yes. Amen.
Think of Bryce Harper's little boy. Yes. He doesn't want to grow up in a world like that, tainted by racism.
I should not have smirked at Planet Jimmy.
How dare you? You're so much better
than
that.
We're going to take a break, and we will come back with the final group of yaks. And I'm terribly sorry. I apologize for that call.
Yes.
Wrong with people.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
Excuse me. This burger tastes a bit off.
When was it
this
killed?
This is old burger meat. You can keep it. Would you keep it out of the f***ing loading dock? Take it away and bring me back a chicken nugget. It's disgusting.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Joybird. Isn't it time to relax and enjoy the best in life?
Yes.
The best in life is yet to come with Joybird. Shoo-bee-doo-bee-doo-bee. Enjoy your Joybird. Joybird. What is it? They empower you to create the furniture and space that bring you joy.
What?
And keep those summer vibes flowing all year long. All over your body.
All over your living room.
Joybird. You get one-of-a-kind furniture crafted to your unique taste. Hundreds of styles and options, plus free personal design consultants to achieve your perfect design so that when somebody comes over to your house, they walk in and they go, isn't this great? Each Joybird piece is made by hand with care and precision using high-quality hardwood and responsibly sourced materials. And it all comes with a limited lifetime warranty. Now listen to how confident they are at Joybird that you are going to love their furniture. I am not sure about many people that do this. They offer the 365-day, one-year home trial. Sit on it, sleep on it. Break it in. If you don't love Joybird, return it for a full refund.
Yes.
And you can even take your joy outside with their unique outdoor collection.
Mm.
See how Joybird can help you design your dream space. Find your joy today at joybird.com/TMOS. Create the furniture that brings you joy today at joybird.com/TMOS. Go to joybird.com/TMOS and receive an exclusive offer for 25% off your first order by using the code TMOS. And now we have the final series of yaks.
You hold in your hands, Mike, yeah, the final yaks.
I didn't get to any of them today, but let me see. This is a fruitcake fan, Rob Spiewak.
Okay, good.
Rob Spiewak.
Hello.
Fruitcakes. 2 out of 3 guaranteed nocturnal emission free.
Oh.
You have my guarantee.
Sort
of. Buy them. Fruitcakes.
Tony, don't laugh at that loud. I don't want to hear you through soundproof glass.
I'm not laughing every one of them under the legal limit.
Stop it!
Okay, we have more of
you're
him.
You're a jerk.
We've got more.
Yes, please.
We have more of him.
Okay.
Hey, yackers. This is Ryan from Escondido, California. Calling you back again. I just had a question to pose to y'all. Last night I had a bit of a dream with a shit and some nocturnal situations aren't known for a year old, but looking back, I was dreaming about my high school girlfriend, and humble brag, you know, I was 15 years old when I lost my virginity. Does that make me a dirty sex pervert? I mean, it seems kind of wrong, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, all very wrong.
Up. Calling in about it seems wrong.
I'm just going to hang up.
Okay, yeah, thank you.
Thanks.
Goodbye.
Cut it short, that. Please.
I don't know if that was promoting them or not. I wrote down, I love this call. That's usually something
that's
a good
thing.
Good thing.
Why don't we play it, okay?
Yeah. Hey, Mike, yeah. Rob, hi. Oscar, Maddie, Ponyboy, Tyler from Manhattan, Kansas, just hanging out on a Saturday night with my family. And we just completed our daughter Jordan's first KiwiCo steam box, and she just wanted to tell you guys real quick what she made.
KiwiCo.
I made a claw and some fuzzies to pick up with the claw.
And we had a lot of fun doing that, so we really wanted to say thank you to you guys for the tip on the KiwiCo boxes, because it made a great 7th birthday present for Jordan. So, Jordan, what do you tell Mike?
Thank you, Mike.
Love it.
And what do you tell Oscar?
Gracias, Oscar.
And what do you tell Rob?
F you, Rob.
Oh! Come on!
Rob, I have no idea where that came from. Love you guys.
How long do you think he rehearsed that 7-year-old for that?
Well, you know what? I give her credit for the tight Q pickups, but I don't approve of the material.
That was genius.
It was pretty great.
Oh, gosh. We have a serious question. I don't know, late in the Yak Shack, but we'll play it anyway.
What's up, guys? Jeff in Roseville, California, suburb of Sacramento. Not that you care. I've called maybe 4 times now, trying to get through on the Yak Shack. Oh, yes, on the air. And I realize that my calls probably just aren't interesting enough.
Well, you know what? If you want to get on the air, you might want to get to the question.
Yeah,
I'm terribly sorry.
Come
on. I don't
it.
Need the
get
bio on how many times you can. I'm sorry, but that, and he's going to be furious because I think I listened to it long enough where I put it on, but we just don't have
all
time.
Right.
Let's get to my people, shall we? My people.
Hey, what's up? This is a number one Mike guy.
Hey!
Ooh.
F all the rest. Mike is the best. This is Turbo Man calling from
Turbo
Sacramento.
Man.
Hey, remember that documentary where
documentary
Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sinbad were trying to buy the doll of me for their kid? Yeah. So guess what? When I go home, my kids have real Turbo Man instead of a doll.
Right.
Yeah.
Huh. Right on. Mike guy, out.
There you go. My people.
Yeah.
My people. And by the way, that was a great Jingle All the Way was the name of that documentary.
Oscar winning documentary. It changed the way the toy industry worked.
It's a very, very exciting. Next call, simply entitled, I Don't Know. When I write that down,
I
just don't know.
Hello, I'm footballer Rob Spiewak, and I'm so very humble. I just make the picks, and I just stay humble, Mr. O'Meara, or should I say Master O'Meara? Oh, I'm so very humble. Rob Spiewak, footballer, out.
I don't.
Okay.
I football, don't like really the football know. Picks.
Oh, yeah, but footballer, doesn't that normally mean soccer?
Yeah.
We're not picking the soccer games, are we?
Oh, is it a Downton Abbey mix?
Maybe.
Sure. How about a fun fact? Do you want a fun fact?
Love it.
Please. Let's get a fun fact, all right?
Hey, boys. Another fun fact for you this week, despite the fact that Rob questioned the accuracy of my penguin facts last week.
God.
Anyway, it is a well-known fact that nearly 100% of all koalas are infected with chlamydia, but koalas in captivity have a strong tendency to reject suitors and engage solely in lesbian sex sessions. Additionally, koala babies eat their mum's poo in a liquefied state, also known as pap, for the microbes the mother carries in their digestive tract.
I'm going to throw up.
To help with eucalyptus.
Koala facts.
Yeah. Koalas in the wild typically die of starvation at around 6 years of age because their teeth wear down and fall out to the point where the koala can no longer eat.
That's sad.
Speaking of eating, koalas are so intellectually inept that if a bowl of eucalyptus leaves is placed in front of them, they will not eat them because they do not recognize the leaves as food once they have been removed from the branch. Their stupidity is attributed to the fact that their brains lack wrinkles, much like Rob's. Have a great day.
Wow.
That's our fun fact.
You know what? I realized he went into that against me because I questioned his knowledge last week. I condone that entire call.
All right, got time for two more.
Please.
You want a tech call, Oscar?
Yes.
We have a tech call
tech,
for
tech,
you.
Tech.
Let's listen.
Yeah, I have a serious question for Pony or Oscar. Somebody knows something about tech. But anyway, so I hate Windows 10, and I'm in the tech business. And the last issue of Windows I liked was 7. So what the f*** do I do to keep up? Thanks. Listen,
author. It's a tech question for you guys.
Yeah.
I'm going to let Pony do it. He's a Windows guy.
You defer?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead, Pony.
Well, if you like Windows 7, you're out of luck.
Thank you. A lot of profanity, a lot of editing. Yeah. We apologize
there we go,
for
there
that.
We go.
And now the final word. And thank you. By the way, 888-920-6673. Anytime you want to call us, morning, noon, and night. We like taking calls on the weekend. And give us a call sometime. That's 888-920-MORE, like the Moore Broadcasting Network, or 888-920-6673. The final word on the TMOS Yak Chat.
Hey, boys. This is Steve from Sacramento, traveling on the beautiful I-5 through Kalinga right now. I just got done listening to the Yak Shack and wanted to speak directly to the other listeners for a second. Listen, dum-dums, the relationship we have with the show is simple. The boys entertain, we listen, and buy things. It's not complicated. You don't call in and talk to them about how to do the show better or where they messed up. Or how they can do the picks better.
That'll work.
If they want to do the picks or the football deal, you listen. You don't call in and tell them how to do it. What we do is we get on the magic carpet and we go for the ride. If it turns into a dumpster fire, we make s'mores. It's really very simple. The boys ask us to buy a fruitcake. We buy a fruitcake.
Amen.
If they come back on and say, hey, we need you to buy another fruitcake. You buy another fruitcake. Not complicated. Let the show be the show. You do your job and listen. That's all I got. Now it's time for me to find a place so I can go big potty. Bye, guys.
Thank you. That's a
great
call. Last call.
I love
isn't it?
Yeah.
That's worth the whole Yak Shack right there as far as I'm concerned. Great yaks this week. Woo! And 888-920-6673. Call us anytime, anywhere. We would love to hear from you. We will come back with the final audio vault of the week, and we will get back to Oscar's take next
Oscar's
week on
take.
The Mike O'Mara Show. I have it. I wrote it. I lost track of time. I don't know what's going on. We'll be right back, everybody.
Hello, this is internet sensation Tati Abeje.
Old
Do you
friend.
Stare at your computer all day? Well, at least it's better than staring at Santana Moss.
Yeah,
face it,
least.
You're addicted. So, if you're staring at your computer anyway, you might as well be staring at the Mike O'Mara Show YouTube page. Just go to youtube.com/Mike O'Mara Show and click the bell to subscribe to our page. Now, you can see Mike make fun of Rob's big head or laugh at Oscar while he gets his head shaved. So hit up the TMOS YouTube page and watch all of the episodes that your computer-loving mind desires. Or just throw your computer out the window. Because if you're not watching us on YouTube, you're not using your computer for the right things anyway. Thank you.
Thank you, Toddy.
Thank you.
I'm the captain now. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey. Hey, you.
Yeah.
Yeah. The new fall TV season is here, and the verdict is... unfunny sitcoms, stale dramas, and reality shows that are a one-way trip to boredomville.
Yeah.
You just sit there and spew out your poison at night with your typewriter. That's why you need to shut off the boob tube. Trade your idiot box for your smartphone, because smart is always better, and there's nothing smarter than the TMOS bonus show.
Mm. Right!
I was saying someone to that just the other day.
Really?
No. It's an unscripted, unrestricted, no-holds-barred sixth episode of TMOS that you can get every week with just a few simple keystrokes and or mouse clicks. Just click the banner on our website and you get access to all of our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. It is and shall always be your passport
to the assport.
Copyright TMOS 2019.
Panel fell off. Panel fell off. I'm getting to the ass.
So please, buy the TMOS bonus show. Do it. Or sadly, we can no longer be friends.
Sad.
Sorry.
Sad.
The TMOS bonus show brought to you by Blackie's House of Beef, conveniently located at 22nd and M in our nation's capital. Blackie's has been a D.C. destination since 1952. Recently rated a 13 out of 20, Blackie's, where politicians and businessmen rub shoulders nightly. Join us this week as WMAL's Bill Mayhew broadcasts live from Blackie's House of Beef. Are you doing these from memory? Or do you do these from memory? Do you write them down? Keep them coming. I freaking love
it. Is
that.
It possible really for Bill Mayhew to do anything live anymore?
I don't believe so. Unless he's a sorcerer. All right. Let's open up the audio vault for Friday, September 27th, 2019. Rob Spiewak,
I apologize in advance. I know this has been a rather Rob-centric show, but I don't write history. Yes. 50 years ago this very week, the Beatles released Abbey Road. Now, this is the album in sequence, was their second to last album that they released, but it was the final album they recorded. And it was actually a happy time for them because they knew they were going out on top. With the 50th anniversary release of Abbey Road, they released some outtakes that have never been put out before. And I find this fascinating. This is John Lennon finding his voice as they're recording the song Come Together. And it's amazing to me to think there was a time, 50 years ago, when no one had ever heard this song.
Okay, sorry. I get very involved, you know. One, two, one, two, three, four. Look out! He wear no shoe shine. He got toe jam football. He got monkey finger. He shoot Coca-Cola. He say, I know you. You know me. One thing I can tell you, you just got to be free. Come together.
That's not the original.
No. There's a... You can buy the album in many different iterations for the 50th anniversary, a huge box set, or just the actual CD. What happened, though, is the original producer, George Martin, his son, Giles Martin, took the original tracks and remixed them. So you're going to hear a more pronounced focus on the bass and the drums, stuff that was impossible to do.
Will you hear those clips of the outtakes on there?
Yeah, if you buy one of the more expanded sets. Yeah, they have all...
How fascinating for a guy that, you know, knocks on the Beatles all the time. That I'm riveted.
It stops you, doesn't it? Yeah, I'm not a huge Beatles fan.
But I'm riveted that iteration happened, and then they found what it was the winner to onto the album. Mm-hmm.
Which is so much of music forever, where you will sit there and you will change a line, a note, a rhythm, and it takes it from
the delivery.
And I think with music, it's that fickle, too.
It is.
Where if you make a wrong turn... You know, you cannot shortchange the magic that it takes to put these things together, where the John Q Public will be out there. So I'm not the turbo Beatles fan that Rob is, but when he plays that clip, I'm sitting there with my jaw hanging open going, oh, it's not like that.
No.
So
right.
They had to do it a couple of times. That's fascinating.
And I think that a lot of Turbo Beatles fans are excited because the most behind-the-scenes stuff that exists of the Beatles working is the movie Let It Be, and they all wanted to kill each other at that point. These behind-the-scenes tapes, when they come out, we're going to see the Beatles in high spirits because they knew they were going out on top. Everyone says
and
that
all still friends.
Yeah, says that this was the last happy time for the band. So hopefully it's going to be a real positive experience.
By the way, I watched yesterday the Beatles.
What did you think?
I haven't watched it yet.
It really, it's a good movie.
It's a lovely film, right. Isn't it?
Okay. Yeah. I wanted to hate it. I couldn't.
I'll knock it out this weekend, and I might try Baskets again this week.
Please.
Please do.
Very good.
All right. Anna Faris, she's very pretty, popular actress, but she says her parents had a great way to keep her a virgin when she was growing up.
My parents were, they're not very religious people.
Okay.
But they were, for whatever reason, they really wanted me to be a virgin.
Every brown person can relate in this audience right now.
So I had a ton of like dental gear. It started with retainers, then it went to braces and headgear, and it just lasted for years. But I'm totally convinced that my parents. It's a brilliant strategy.
So dental gear prevented her from being a single mom.
Yeah, headgear. The big giant retainer.
Sure, exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know we salute Florida a lot, but today, Mike, let's turn our eyes to Arkansas, or as some people call it, Arkansas, where a lady left her child in the cart at Walmart and drove off. Here's the thing that's amazing about this story. The guy that they interviewed on the news about it that discovered and saved the baby, this guy is ostensibly smarter than the lady that did it because he saved the baby.
Right.
This is the guy.
Kind of went into panic mode, and I was just like, is this really happening? Me and my mom just went normally grocery shopping like we always do and coming out to load the car, and I noticed something was a little off in the distance. I tried chasing her down, but I didn't get to her in time. My mom took the baby into the car, put the AC on and everything like that for it, and ended up calling the police.
We're not really sure what she was thinking. We're not sure if it was intentional or... what it was.
So I would hope that if this happens, then anybody would do the right thing, which is
He's a good kid. He's a good kid. Did they find out whether the mother was like abandoning her child or just an airhead?
They feel that it has to do with drugs and forgetfulness.
Oh man.
Yeah. But anyway, kid's okay though. That's the happy story there. All right, that's nice. Let us close with this, Mike. We have aired this before, but for some reason it was trending on YouTube yesterday again. So I bring back a favorite from the past. Let's say you have an orchestra in a church playing a small classical piece, and your trombone player sneezes. What do you suppose that would sound like?
I'd love to hear it again.
This is not, by the way, on the Abbey Road box set. This stands alone. Here is the trombone player sneezing. One more time, you missed it.
So he sneezed into the mouthpiece.
Never took his mouth off the mouthpiece. What a dedicated tromboner.
Yeah, into the mouthpiece.
That is your Magic Audio Ball. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thank you, boys. Great week of shows. And this weekend, remember, it is our fall fundraiser.
Please.
And we've made it easier for you to get our fruitcake. So please grab one this weekend. Send one to a friend. The holidays will be here before you know it. And Rob puts love into every single fruitcake. And you support TMOS. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Meara telling you to have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MearaShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Thank God it's Friday!
Mike O'Meara, Radio Entertainment.
I could pull a better cartoon out of my ear. Hey, whoa! Wasn't that great, kids?
If I thought you were my friend, I just don't think I could bear it.
I want you not to go too far.
I'm just beginning.
Not funny.